Well, today we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're visiting with Sarah Slater at Audubon County Economic Development and Tourism. They've got a fun weekend planned with a few different events for folks to enjoy coming up. Sarah, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having us. We are really excited about this weekend. We have three different things going on. We have, first is the T-Bone Ride. It's the second annual. We have, you ride as far as you want. You register that morning. And we have stops along the way. We have door prizes. We have live music with Dustin Baird at 5 o'clock at the Rec Center. That is open to the public. And then once you're done with that, the Audubon Recreation Foundation has Trivia Night. And so anybody can come with a team of eight and play trivia. There's no fee. That will be starting at 7, and then stick around, and you can watch the Iowa State game following Trivia Night at the Rec Center.
Very good.
And then on Sunday, the Audubon County Historical Society is hosting Fallapalooza, and they have a bluegrass country jam. Casey Creamery will be here, food, museum and trail tours. Name the Baby Elk. There's a baby yak that will be present. They have a lot of vendors. Some activities for kids, games, decorating of pumpkins, bouncy house, and that is Sunday 10 to 3.
It's great. You have a lot of variety there.
Yeah, it's going to just be a really fun weekend. You know, love to have everybody come out for all of it. If you can just make one of them, you're probably going to have a great time.
Yeah, well, a lot of that, it seems like, kind of evolves around, well, tourism, certainly, and economic development, but it revolves kind of around, you know, recreation, getting out and enjoying some of the things that are there. The T-Bone Trail, for example, that's been, well, it's been here long enough now that a lot of folks know it. Is it still getting a lot of use?
We see multiple riders on it daily. A lot of people walk on it throughout the whole distance. So we think it's being used more than it has been in the past.
Well, I know folks in Audubon County and a lot of the folks with conservation have been working really hard over the years and put a lot of sweat equity into making sure that that project is in good shape, fixing bridges, having to reroute it in one case because of erosion, doing a lot of work. Yes. There's been a lot of time and effort put into that.
Yeah, there's been some. Last year there was a lot of plantings along the trail. There was some new trail art just this spring that we put in kind of by Hamlin. And I think there's always plans just to keep, you know, making improvements, and we have a really great asset for Audubon and Cass County with that bike trail.
Well, and the nice thing is if you want to do a little extended ride, you certainly can, but if you just want to use it for a leisurely walk, it's certainly available for that too.
Yes. So. Lots of great stops. I think we have like 9 stops between Audubon and Brayton that you can stop and get, you know, a beverage, something to eat while on the ride, or even just on a daily use.
You bet. Very good. And it's just there. It's there for folks to use. There's really no fee to jump on.
No, not on the trail. The ride, yes, there will be a fee.
Well, not.
But all of the proceeds that we get will go to doing a trail improvement.
Yeah.
Last year we bought a bike repair station. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what we make this year, and we'll pick a project, and it will go back to the trail.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit more about that process then. To register for that bicycling event, what do they need to do?
We'll be at the Rec Center that morning about 8:30 to 10. You can sign up that day. The whole family is welcome to join us. And then the first 100 riders will actually get, it's Albert the Bull on a bike. It's a patch. So the first 100 registered riders will receive that patch for registering.
Very good. Now, is that the design that Scott Ross put together?
Yes, Scott Ross made that for us, and just a really great design. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I mean, it's Audubon's been the home of Albert the Bull for a long, long time now. You've really stepped up the messaging and the imaging on that.
Yes. So we're pretty excited, and we just hope we have a great day, great weather, and great crowd.
All right, very good. So come on out and support and enjoy that. Now, you mentioned later on in the day, too, there'll be that Trivia Night event that'll happen a little bit later on. Those have become pretty popular.
I think, I'm not sure how many they've done it. They usually do them every other month or every couple months. Mm-hmm. And I would say on average there's at least 8 to 10 teams minimally there. And they have prizes, so each round, you know, a group wins a prize. and then they have your overall winner. But it's just a really great night and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, it works out perfectly with that late night game out in Las Vegas for Iowa State. Football fans can hang around and just make a night of it, enjoy the game. Yeah, perfect. All right, well, talk a little bit more about what's going on Sunday at Nathaniel Hamlin Park. A lot of people drive by that all the time, but I'm sure there are some that drive by and see the signs and see up the hill, but they never really take the time to get off the beaten path. Why should they?
Well, it is one of the few remaining poor county farms that were left in Iowa, and it's been the museum, the house, has been completely renovated, and it just holds like hidden treasures of Iowa history, Audubon County history. They have things with a military room, and they have some religious art, a lot of local information and facts. And they have a little herd of elks that love attention and come out. Then they have a blacksmith shop. They have a huge agricultural building full of agricultural antiques. And this event is really their best fundraiser for them to keep doing these projects and renovations. And there's a huge hiking area. You can go back and hike in the timber. It's just a really great spot in Audubon County. If you want to just take a quick minute, get away a little bit, or step back in time, it's a really great place to see.
You bet. And this particular event is meant to be kind of laid back. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's just a really, it's kind of a fun day. They have some, you know, old school games that kids can kind of play, and they have tours, and just a really just relaxing day, music, fun with the whole family and ages.
Okay, music provided locally?
So Jo Bean, she has invited a group of people, and they do a bluegrass country acoustic jam. So anybody that can play is welcome to join in. And they just have a really great day, and they're really talented musicians.
All right. Well, if you're inviting locals to come in, that's about as local as it gets.
Yeah, and so they will be, the music will be playing from about 12, starting at 12.
Okay. So just bring whatever you got, come and have a good time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Everyone is welcome.
Well, if we get people together in Iowa, there has to be food involved, because that's kind of the law. What do you have for food?
Yeah. So they have pulled pork, hamburgers, hot dogs, and then Casey Creamery will be there on site with a lot of really fun treats, too.
Okay. So is it a free will donation event?
It's a $5 fee to get in. 12 and under is free. And then there's also a pie-making contest, and I think they'll sell slices of pie. So some things are free, and there will be a fee on a few things, since this is their largest fundraiser for the park and museum.
Sure. Now, kids games, are there things to keep the kids busy?
They have multiple games. They have decorating of pumpkins, and then they have a bouncy house. And then Tyler Burke with Audubon County Conservation will be doing tours through the trail and nature area.
All right.
Free of charge.
Good. And I've been told there'll be some vendors there, too, if you're looking for a few things.
We have over 30 coming.
Oh, good. Very good. Good variety.
Huge variety, a little bit of everything, some great locals and regional artists and businesses coming.
Okay, excellent. And again, the $5 admission, and the kids 12 and under are free, right? So that's,
yeah.
It's very economical to bring the family out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we hope
supporting
the weather,
a great cause.
Yeah, we hope the weather stays nice and have an opportunity to kind of have some fun. And that's really what this is all about, getting folks together, but also the little bit of revenue that you'll generate. It's not going to be massive. We're not going to generate millions of dollars, but it's all going to stay local, and it's all going to help the things that folks care about.
Correct. All the money raised will go back in to the trail, to the park, to the rec center. They're working on a big addition. So everything will stay right here that everybody can utilize locally.
Very good. I guess I kind of glossed over the rec center. Speaking of things that are new, that's still relatively new. Is that being well received?
It's a huge addition to our community. They're working to add on an additional gym and like workout facility. But the whole family can come. They have bowling. They have a restaurant. They have bowling leagues throughout the fall and winter, pickleball in the winter, and just a really great place to bring your whole family, birthday parties, and different various events they host.
It's kind of a unique facility here in the area with so many different types of things that you can enjoy there.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of a kind.
Very good. Well, we hope folks come out this weekend and, well, all the time to enjoy some of those treasures here in the area. When you talk about outdoor events, whether it's Nathaniel Hamlin Park or riding the trails, it's getting into being some of the prettiest time of the year to get out and enjoy, isn't it?
Yeah, the trees are starting to turn along the trail. So hopefully it's just a really beautiful ride.
Very good. That's coming up this weekend, so hope folks take advantage of all that. Sarah, thank you so much for the time here today
all
and all
right.
that you do. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.